The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, featuring topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind, this is the Jason Mindy Podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Mindy.
Hello, wife. Coming up, I've got a wacky but true story. I've got an odd demand from an employer, facts about naps, and we're going to play some Would You Rather.
Okay.
And Mindy, what are you sharing?
I have facts you learned in school that aren't true and foods that people swear by to cure a hangover.
Ooh, I don't have many of those anymore. Hangovers.
No, me neither.
All right. Of course, we've got fun facts, question of the podcast, and more. Welcome those of you listening on your favorite podcatcher and, of course, on YouTube. And welcome, Mindy. How are you today?
I have a headache.
Oh, no.
So I'm here, but I feel not so great this morning.
So Mindy used to have headaches a lot. Like, used to have them a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Not as much as anymore, which is good, right?
Right.
What do you think the reason is? Diet change? What do you think the reason is?
A little bit of diet, because we ate a bunch of crap over the weekend.
We did.
And I think allergies. We're back home, and for some reason, I think it's allergies.
You're allergic to Melbourne, Florida. Yeah, so let's recap our weekend. We went camping. It's kind of our last camping trip. Kind of last trip, we think, of the year. Unless something comes up. But we went to Jonathan Dickinson State Park, which is about an hour and a half south of Melbourne. And it was really a pretty area. It's right near Jupiter, Florida. Which is, if nobody knows, and nobody cares, but it's really kind of like, it's a very rich area, very wealthy. Jupiter Island has some huge homes.
Like, huge. In
fact, Tiger Woods lives there. He's one of them, but there's other celebrities that live there. So not that that matters, of course, but it is, it's beautiful area, really beautiful, but it was hot.
It was very hot. It was like 95 the whole weekend.
with humidity, of course, Florida, you can't avoid humidity. And it was very buggy.
So buggy.
Very buggy.
As a matter of fact, our good friends across the street went with us camping, mm-hmm. Chuck and Joni.
Yep.
We talk about them all the time. Even they, I think, could agree with us that it was hot and buggy.
Yeah, very, very hot and buggy. The first day we really did try. I mean, the first day was the first day we got there. So I wasn't that hot, and I was a little less hot on the first day, which was Thursday. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is no big deal, right? But then you start getting eaten. and it was no-see-ums. So they're what we were looking up what they are. We didn't know what no-see-ums really were. They're like a version. They're like a fly, kind of, but they're really tiny, and you can't see them. And in the female flies, no-see-ums, mm-hmm. like to feed on animals.
They're horrible. They're horrible little tiny creatures.
And they were even getting blue. I mean, it was pretty...
Oh, yeah, blue was not having
pretty,
it either.
Pretty wild. Yeah. Anyway, so we came home with...
Even our dog wanted to be inside the camper.
Yeah, so we came home with, you know, lots of bites. Friday, I think it was, we went paddleboarding, kayaking.
Yes, that was fun.
And that was awesome. It was beautiful. Put a lot of bug spray on and some sunblock.
Actually, I didn't get eaten at all.
It was the third day, right? Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to this one little area where you could swim. And I think that's where a majority of my bites showed up. But, you know, you walk in and out of the trailer, they get in there. They're really small. So they could be eating you at night and you have no clue. I mean, right. You just don't know. So anyway, we came home with bug bites. Legit. This is legit. Like Florida, like we haven't really experienced bug bites. I experience mosquitoes a lot and they bite me, but this was like, okay, now I know what when people say Florida, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah. And I don't think we'll ever pick past May to camp, at least going south. Did I say that right?
Yep.
All right. I have to still learn my directions in Florida. I don't know where I'm at half the time. But, you know, it was a beautiful trip. I would definitely go there again. The campground was amazing.
Campground was great.
And then, you know, of course, we did some really cool stuff. Like, you know, I got on an actual paddleboard. Of course, I was sitting.
Yep.
But we did that. What were those big things in the water we saw?
Manatees.
Oh, manatees. Yeah,
manatees,
we saw a couple
in the water.
But not a lot of wildlife. It was kind
not
of
one, not one alligator. No, you know, all my friends from California are like, oh, I'd never live there because of the alligators. And I don't know where they get all these. I mean, the alligators exist in Florida. I'm not saying that they don't, but you've got to go find them. You know, generally, they're not just walking through your neighborhood like.
Well, usually, they, you know, they come across the freeway and you almost hit one with
that. Yeah, that's true. That happens. So it's weird that I found one on a freeway, but we went on this journey, you know, paddleboarding. Didn't see one.
Not
we
one.
We didn't see one alligator at all.
I think
all.
I saw like a big python-looking snake go in the water, yeah. But.
Anyway.
That was weird. Oh, and they have amazing bike trails. If you're a
they do.
Biker, you would love it. Anyway,
they
we
do.
Should carry on.
Well, it was fun. We had a nice weekend. It was nice to get back. It was, you know, a little cooler here in our little town, mm-hmm. So we enjoyed that. But let's get into our show. I have a fun little story here that I'll share with you. So I have a couple stories, but this one I'm sharing it. First of all, I think it's funny, but there's another more personal reason. A motorcyclist in Spain brought traffic to a standstill on a busy road when he pulled over to look for his false teeth, which flew out of his mouth when he sneezed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, two police officers ordered him to resume his journey for his own safety and that of the drivers who's looking around for his teeth, you know, on the
my
road.
Gosh.
It's not known if the man found his teeth. Yeah. So what's interesting now is I think false teeth, first of all, I don't know if people still have false teeth. I know my uncle had some false teeth, but don't they now do like the posts and then they make a fake tooth inside your mouth?
Yes, they do. And I believe this to be true. Like they'll try to do that, but if you don't have enough bone, that's when people
you're wearing dentures.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I was traumatized as a young child by false teeth. My grandfather, and they did this to me on purpose to scare me. He would take his teeth out and go, nang, 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 and he would like, you know, try to scare me and chase me. Like, I don't know if he'd chase me around the house, but it didn't matter. I was running.
Yeah.
As soon as he pulled his teeth out, I was like, oh my God. And I ran and they loved it. They laughed. They thought it was so funny. Poor little Jason scared of grandpa with just gums coming at you.
Yeah. That's pretty.
And he wasn't even that old really.
Right.
He wasn't that old. I mean, to have false teeth, because I was you know, I was a little kid, so couldn't have been that old.
Come a little further in the world with dentistry, you know, finding new ways to probably put teeth in your mouth. You know, in our grandparents' day, you got them yanked out and you got dentures. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But yeah, I remember him being very scared of that. I wonder at what point I stopped being frightened by his false teeth.
Well, anybody coming at you with no teeth is as a child.
As a young child.
Yeah.
Even though I probably didn't have all of my teeth at that point. No, I'm sure I did. It was probably six or seven.
Yeah, but you missed
like
one or two, but not the whole grill.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Check this out, and I want to get your opinion on it. Someone shared this on Facebook somewhere, but is it overdramatic? Someone posted this. Is it overdramatic to quit my job because my employer wants to lock up our phones while we're on the clock? This person works at a thrift store. All I do is hang up clothes and make sure nothing dirty gets on the floor. Usually I use my phone to listen to music or a podcast or something like that. And photo search to see if an item is too expensive and need to be priced higher. I'm part-time making $12.50 an hour. So
Oh, I got so much to say.
It's a thrift store.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
Right. This is not some big, very important, like corporate job where you shouldn't even have your phone in your area or anything like that.
Right.
So the question is, if your employer suddenly wanted to lock up your phone while you're at work, would you let them? Would you quit your job? How would that go? I mean, you pretty much have to do what your employer says. But for $12.50 an hour,
yeah.
Probably would look for another job.
Yeah.
Probably would look for another job.
Yeah, I would.
That's the answer to my question. I wouldn't just quit, probably. But, I mean, I would look for something else.
There's a couple things I want to say to that. So I can understand the employer wanting to do that because they feel the focus would be more on the job. But, and I can see where a lot of employers are probably like that. But I have to say, because I listen to my podcast all day long, I have a job that I don't need that much focus on that. I think if you had a job that you needed the focus, for sure you need your phone locked up. But if it's a thrift shop.
Yeah.
You know, if you're helping customers, and you know, we have the rule of put one ear in,
yeah,
one ear out so that you can hear everything going on.
Phone ringing, exactly. Someone coming up to, you know, someone that you need to take care of as a customer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're abusing it, I get it. You probably should have it taken away because that's not your job. But if you're doing your job and you're just listening, you know, to whatever, you know, I think it's fine. I think we're in a day where that shouldn't really matter, but
so I can understand why an employer would do that. I think that and this is not a new problem. I'm not saying this is not a get off my lawn moment, right?
Right.
Kids get off my lawn moment. This is not a new problem. Cell phones, smartphones have been around for a long time and we're incredibly distracted by them. I think that maybe the younger generation is a little more distracted by them, but maybe not. I mean, I think all of us are distracted by our phones, even at our age. So maybe that's what that this particular employer is seeing. It's like, God, you guys are just sitting on your phones. You need to be getting to work. And that's what the motivation behind it is, I'm sure. But let me ask you this. Have you ever experienced any weird demands at work that you were like, what are you talking about? What is this BS? I have one I'll share if you don't have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I worked at Lowe's, one manager, and this guy was just one of those micromanagers. I mean, if he saw you for 1 second talking to somebody, he would come over and say, get to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Horrible. One of those types of people. He had this whole initiative where he wanted everybody to tuck in their shirt.
Mm.
Everybody needs to tuck in their shirt. Your shirt's untucked.
Yeah.
And it was a thing he tried to make everybody do it. Eventually I'm like, no, it didn't work. It didn't know. Cause I'm like, I'm not tucking my shirt in.
I think that's a matter of preference. Some guys just saying when they got a little weight around their, you know, mid section.
Yeah.
You can't really tuck it in. It kind of looks bad.
Well, you got to wear a really extra long shirt, which I didn't wear extra long shirts. They went right to my belt.
Yeah. You tend to always have been that way.
And I'm wearing a vest.
And then every time you tuck your shirt in, every time you raise your arms, your shirt's out.
That was my biggest thing. I'm like, man, I was on the
That's
stocking
frustrating.
Team. Yeah, I was on the stocking team. So I'm lifting boxes over my head. My shirt's coming untucked every second. And that was what I would tell this guy. I'm like, my shirt's coming untucked every second. You can't even see. I'm wearing a vest. Uh-huh. I'm wearing a Lowe's vest. And you can't see whether my shirt's tucked in or not, homeboy. I hated that guy.
I can see it in your eyes.
He hated him.
Yeah.
I mean, I just unloaded a truck, busted my ass, unloaded a truck. I'm walking to my department to stock my stuff. 2 seconds, I'm sitting there talking to somebody, you know, one of my other fellow coworkers. How's your day? Everything going good? And he's walking and he sees me. Get to work, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's good.
Nothing though, nothing weird for you you've ever had?
I'm sure there has been, but nothing that I can think of right off the top of my head. But that's pretty good.
Yeah. Tuck in your shirt.
Yeah.
A lot of weird stuff like that in retail. I mean, I wish I had a list because I mean we can make a whole podcast about the stupid stuff that they tried to implement and do. Mm-hmm. you know, in retail. I mean, you know, they implement all these rules. And then remember that one manager, you'd go in the bathroom. You wouldn't go in the bathroom because he was a male manager. And you'd smell smoke, cigarette smoke. Wow. He'd go in the bathroom, take a poop, and smoke a cigarette.
Really?
In the bathroom.
That's crazy. Yeah. The only thing I can think of is back in the day when we worked for Target, they were so strict on their breaks and lunches.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you couldn't be 1 second late. And that was impossible when you work for retail because
it's tough.
If you got caught helping a customer.
Yeah.
I mean, it got to the point where, you know, you got really nervous if somebody walked up to you because you knew you had to be on that break.
And now you're short with the customer.
Yep. Yeah, it just created.
You got in trouble for that one time. Oh, a couple times.
I got it. Yes. Because, you know, and at that time I worked for electronics section in the store and I'm always with the customer.
Yeah.
So what are you supposed to do? And then, you know, your counterpartner's supposed to relieve you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're late, you're late. So you're also depending on someone else for your time. It just was insane.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be my thing.
Retail is a grind. I mean, you know, there's the whole argument whether people should make more money in these types of fields. I mean, when you're there, you feel like you should, but I'm glad I didn't make enough money there because it motivated me to get a better job.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I mean, think about some of the people that we know that stayed in these companies for 30 years. Yeah. I can't even imagine that you retired from Target.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. Like that's a job. That's a step through job, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I stayed at Lowe's too long. I was there 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's a long time. Yep. All right. Well, let's get into your segment. See if you can recognize this. Maybe you won't be able to, but. Horrible audio quality. Sorry about that. But.
Well, I didn't watch that show.
Yeah, you were older than that.
Yeah, I did not watch that show.
Yeah, but I did. I did a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think my sister did, so I would catch it. Yeah, I watched it. I think I did watch it, yeah.
You probably did. All right, I have facts you learned in school that probably, no, not probably, they aren't true.
Oh, let's see what we got.
The first one, and I don't recall this one, but maybe you do. They said Napoleon was short.
Oh, right.
He was measured at 5'2" tall is what they said.
Okay.
But he was measured with French inches, which are longer than English inches. So he actually stood 5'7".
Okay.
He was actually taller than the average European man
at
for the time.
Yeah, people were shorter back in the day too, I think. And I don't know how that happens. How does that happen where people are shorter and then now they're not?
I do recall like them saying that he was a short man, but I don't recall like them being very specific.
Right.
Okay, alcohol kills brain cells. We've all heard that one, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, the amount of alcohol it would take to, you know, kill any cells, it's not true. You'd probably be dead
right
before it kills any brain cells. But, you know, alcohol is obviously not good for you. The next one is you'll get a tetanus from stepping on a rusty nail. I was told that so many times.
Really?
If you step on a rusty
nail. Yes, I was told that too. Yeah, that's why you got a tetanus shot. And that's not true?
It says any puncture wound, including one from a rusty nail, can lead to tetanus infection, but rust has no impact whatsoever.
Oh, I see.
So it's the rust, I guess.
Okay. Makes sense.
Right. I'm reading this for the first time too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
I've heard that.
Me too. There is no connection. The cracking is actually bubbles bursting in the fluid that surrounds the knuckles.
Right.
Oh, this next one I remember very vividly. Touching toads gives you warts.
I've heard that as well. Yeah.
The bumps that cover some frogs and toads aren't warts at all. And even if they were, warts can only be caused by human virus.
Yeah, it's a human thing. Now, you did find a toad in your little garden area, scared you.
Oh my gosh.
So she comes running in the house.
He was
You've
big.
Gotta move it. You've gotta get it out of here. And he's just like, it probably comes out at night. He doesn't care. He's trying to sleep. He was on your little garden area.
Well, I moved the pot and it alarmed me because I wasn't expecting a big toad behind my plant. And I was like, oh no. And I don't know what kind the frogs and toads are out here. I don't know if any are poisonous or not poisonous, but of course, Joni, our neighbor, would say, oh, it's harmless.
They're totally harmless. And they, first of all, want nothing to do with you. So he kind of snuck back behind.
Yeah, he did.
And where you couldn't see him, and then just stayed there all day long. You did stuff all day long, and he was like, I'm just sleeping.
He'd been there all morning too. I would have never known. But I moved that, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, they're weird looking. I mean, that's for
sure.
He
was a weird looking one. Yeah. All right, have you heard this one? I before E, except after C.
I have. It helped me learn how to spell receive because I used to spell it wrong. But it's not always true.
That's correct, Jason. It says the rule is wrong at least 25% of the time. And if you need some proof, here are some words. Science.
Yeah.
Forfeit. Oh, yeah, because E-I.
Yep.
Weird, E-I. Glacier. Okay, because C is before.
Yep.
I see. Okay. And Albert.
Albeit.
I've never used that word. That's a weird word.
Yeah.
And fancier.
Okay.
Budweiser.
Well, that's somebody's name, though. So that's a little different, right?
But it is E-I.
Yeah, so it's not always true. I don't get that. It's like these rules, and then we break them all the time in the English language. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
This one is, you hear this all the time, how sugar makes kids hyperactive. It was popularized, get my lips moving, by a flawed study in the 1970s. The connection between hyperactivity and sugar was debunked by a series of studies published in the Journal of American Medical Association in 1995. But I tend to think when kids eat sugar, they are a little more active. I still think that's true. That's one of those that I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
Because I know when I have a soda.
Well, soda has caffeine in it.
But it's sugar. Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's got caffeine in it. You can't. It's different. I guess you're a little bit more alert, like when I have a chocolate or something like that, but not really. I mean, it's
when I eat sugar at night before I go to bed, it keeps me up. I can't. I have a hard time going to sleep.
So maybe not.
All right, last one. You'll never walk around with a calculator. I've never heard this one. It says, for years, teachers told students that they'd better commit their math lessons to memory because there would be times they had to work out arithmetic questions with just paper and pen.
I was in that group where they did not want you using calculators. And I understand it because it does make you less able to compute things on your own if you're relying on technology. I mean, look at the direction everything's going in now. Okay, here's an example. Back in the day, when we would start a web page, let's say for the yoga studio. Well, what do you need for that? And everybody needs to know a little bit about Jason. So I got to write a bio for myself. Well, now what do I do? I'm building a page for the blueprints, the band I'm in. What do I need for a bio? ChatGPT. Write a short bio for the day, and then it writes a bio for me, and it saves so much time. Now I don't have to use any of that anymore. You know, I'm guilty. I'm calling myself out for using this technology, but the truth is now it's getting to a point where we don't have every technology is doing a lot of things for us. So I think what teachers were trying to preach was that back then.
That's a good conversation for the difference between us.
Do you think we're getting more stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, we should probably.
Maybe that'll be what we'll talk about tonight.
Uh-huh. Second one in case we run out of time. Yeah. And that was the end of that segment. But I think a lot of those I have actually heard, and there's a couple that I guess I did. With math, we were not allowed to use calculators, at least when I was going to school. It wasn't until I was like in high school that, remember those big fat calculators?
Yeah.
Trying to remember what they made a lot of money. Texas calculators.
Yep.
Do you know that company? They solely made those.
That's it. Do they even exist anymore?
I'm not sure.
They probably
do, because they did fractions.
They do a lot of different things.
All kinds of math
stuff. They don't do, like, your phone doesn't do that stuff.
Stuff I don't know.
But I guarantee there's an app on a phone.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of calculator app on a phone that does all that stuff for you.
Oh, yeah. Good
I'm
point.
Sure of it. I'm sure technology, somebody's come up with it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, it really is awesome that it's all right there.
Yeah.
But it does. It's making you more stupid.
Yeah.
It really is. I think there's only a few things in the world that you really still have to use your brain. And I would say music is one. Not all. If you want to be a musician, okay, you can be
a legit musician.
You can be a producer, and I say that with air quotes. You know, all these people that call themselves producers, and they're so brilliant. They're so brilliant. They sit at a computer and just press buttons and arrange things, right? How hard is that? But to be an actual musician and learn an instrument, you can't do it any other way. You can't rely on technology for it. You can rely on technology what's the scale? Like, I don't have a book, so what's the scale that I need to know? Right? What's C major, C minor, whatever. But I still got to apply it. I still got to memorize it. I still got to think about it.
Yep.
If I'm playing with other musicians, I have to use what I've learned. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different, that's one area. And there's others, but I can use that as an example in my own life, where you can't rely on technology. You have to rely on your own smarts and your brain and your memory and stuff like that. So
I can say something that's like really affecting me as I get older is because there's word spell with everything
we
do, autocorrect on our phones, on the computers.
Yep.
Like, I'm losing the ability to spell out words.
Right.
I mean, I already had a tough time with saying them, but you know, the how to spell them, I'm like tripping. I'm like, Mindy, sound it out and spell it, because you know, you learn that obviously early on, but because everything's autocorrect, it's like I'm losing that ability.
Yep. Yep, we all are. Hey, we need to read more. I mean, we stop reading. People don't read as much. I don't read as much, you know, all those things. But good segment. Very, very good. Let's get into question of the podcast.
Hey, babe, you know the time has come for you to answer the question. The question of the podcast is coming your way real, real fast. Yeah, babe, you know the time for you to answer the question.
So I do want to thank those of you who are checking us out on YouTube. We're trying to make it better, you know, it bit by bit, you know, improve the quality of our videos. We moved on to a new recording site. We previously used StreamYard. Now we're using something called Riverside. And I'm noticing something. Riverside's cool. There's a lot of really cool editing things that you can do. And one thing that it does really, really well is, like, when I'm talking, it'll highlight me. And when someone else is talking, it'll highlight you. But since you and I are both coming through the same thing, it's not doing that.
Ah.
So it's all coming through my... So when you talk, it's coming through my... So the advantage of that is when you do a video, it'll bring the person who's talking up to the front. We won't have that advantage unless we figure out another way to record.
I see.
Anyway, the question of the podcast is this, Mindy. If you decided to go on a spiritual journey, where would you go and what would you do? Spiritual journey.
I thought about two different things. One of them is I would love to spend time with the Chippewa, or Ojibwa is the correct way to say that, Indian tribe, and learn all the spiritual things that, you know, were taught years and years and years and years. The other thing I always thought it was really cool that you went to a Buddhist temple.
Yep.
And
that was cool.
Yeah. Anyway, either one of those I think would be completely very, very cool.
So to clarify, it wasn't necessarily a temple. So there's a Buddhist monk, very famous, wrote a lot of books. His name's Thich Nhat Hanh. I don't even know if he's alive anymore. I don't think he is. But he created two monasteries, one in France and one in Escondido, California, which is in North San Diego County. And I did go to that for an entire week. That was awesome. It wasn't really a monastery. It was just like basically kind of a campsite kind of thing. Without camping, there were dorms and stuff like that. But, and that was awesome. And that's, I'm glad you brought that up because I really wasn't sure where I would go, but I would go back to that. That was pretty awesome the way they did that. And I would stay longer. I would try to stay a little bit longer than 1 week.
Okay. So it says January 22nd, 2022, he was 95 years old.
2022. So he passed away.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, 95. Long time.
Long time.
Long time. Yeah. So I would probably do that again. They've carried it on. I'm sure they still exist. Maybe I would go to the one in France or something.
Oh, that would
but,
be cool.
But just to try something different because that's where he lived. He lived in that one, but he would go to both. He stopped traveling as he got older. But yeah, that's probably what I would do. Spiritual journey. I really enjoyed that. It was there was a lot of meditation. There was a lot of quiet. There were little talks and things like that. It was great.
I think it's different for everybody, but for me, just anything quieting the mind would be a spiritual journey for me, and like learning somebody else's culture.
For sure. Yep.
All right. So let's see what others said. Angie said, somewhere by the water to let the waves speak quiet and be alone with God.
Yeah. Good answer.
Rod Walker said, ain't no telling what I'd do, but I'd go to Africa.
Just go to Africa.
Yep.
Not sure what you do when you get there, but go there. That's cool.
Yeah. I can imagine that being a place too, because the animals and stuff they have there is just unreal, you know?
It's a huge place though. So Africa's large. That continent is large. So, I mean, depends on where you go. Because if you go to South Africa, it's kind of like Australia almost. It's like a coastal town. It's, you know,
true.
You know, so I guess it depends on where
you go. I think there's a lot to see in that country. Yeah. We just were kind of
some parts of it are even considered Middle East.
Yeah.
Some parts of it are. Yeah.
All right. B said the Amazon.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Nope.
No, yeah.
Not going there. Too many bugs, right? I mean, I can't even go to South Florida.
Yeah, that would be horrible for you. Let's see. The last one was, well, I got to get it up because obviously when you go to it, it doesn't want to. All right, here we go. David. David Wood said, Northern Arizona under the stars. See, it's different for everybody. So.
It is different. I wonder if David's been there before. It is pretty there when you go to Arizona. I mean, it, when there's no light pollution, you can see all the stars. I lived on a ranch that was pretty far away from the city, and I would sit out in the yard and just look up, you know, look up. I would just enjoy myself sitting by myself, grab a chair, go out in the middle of our yard and just look up, and you could see all the stars. It was pretty awesome.
We've done that a couple times together when you lived out there.
It's really, really cool.
It's so amazing. And of course, we were both raised in the same area, and I can remember as a kid, we lived out on a ranch as well, and me and my brother and sister would sit out at night and look up, and there's just so many stars, but now you don't, there's so much light pollution, and I don't think you really get that unless you're away from the city.
Well, I think still at that house where we lived, you could still get that. It was just too dark out there. You were just too far away from everything.
Yeah.
That you didn't get the light. You just didn't get the light pollution. And you can find that. You can find that for sure.
Yeah.
Anywhere, really. If you went into the middle of Florida and went away from the city, you'd find that.
Yeah.
You would find that for sure. All right. The question of the podcast for listener participation for next week is, what obligation do you believe you have to your country?
Ooh, that's
a really good one.
That's going to be a tough one, too.
What obligation do you believe you have to your country? I like that one. Let's find out what people say. You can respond to the question on the Jason and Mindy Facebook page or Low Tree Studios Facebook page. Mindy also posts it on her personal page. Of course, we will feature your response on next week's show. Right here on my notes, I still have next Wednesday's show. We must have done our show every Wednesday at one point.
Probably. You're going to have to. That's a typo.
Yeah, I've been good, though. I haven't read it. You're doing good every week. Just remove it, Jason.
Just, you know, remove, I mean? It.
Just remove it. I find a...
Does that sound bother you?
I find I use this sound a lot, actually.
I think that sound bothers those people.
David hated it. David couldn't handle it.
Yeah, we did a little segment.
Yep.
But what do they call it? ASMR.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, yep. Some people love it. All right. So if your mom overdid it this Mother's Day, she might have a hangover.
Oh, right.
And I have some cures for it.
Okay.
First one up is, and oh, please let me know if you've done any of these to help your hangover.
Well, ask me what I've heard. Let me see if any of these are on here that I've heard. Okay. So Pedialyte. Someone said Pedialyte. If you drink that.
It's not on here, but I have heard that.
I think before bed. Stephanie used to say, and I could be wrong, she'll correct me if I am, that she before bed would take some Advil or ibuprofen, or just aspirin before bed.
You should.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't have a hangover in the morning. The best way to not have a hangover in the morning is to not get shit face drunk.
Yes.
It's the best way, right?
Anyway, yeah. But on. All of us have done it a time
of
or
course.
Two.
Yes.
All right. First one up is eggs. Those who know put this at number one on the list. Eggs are packed with essential vitamins and nutrients that aid your body in recovering from too much alcohol the night before.
So this is that's a legit good thing. Like these are legit hangover cures.
Yes.
I do crave eggs the next day. So I don't know how hangovers affect everybody, but for me, some people just have a headache and they feel a little out of it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to vomit all day long. Yeah. So nothing cures that.
No. And
nothing.
I don't think you're going to eat eggs.
You don't want to eat.
You don't want to eat anything.
You don't want to drink water. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
But I tend to, I know my body needs something, so I would probably do eggs.
Okay. Yep.
Let's go with bananas.
Banana.
Bananas and other fruit that are high in potassium can help by helping relieve dehydration and lost electrolytes. And the fiber can help with stomach issues.
So I had a banana the day after I had that really bad stomach thing recently. And you said I shouldn't have because it would stop me up. But that's all I could eat was a banana. And I wanted the potassium and it helped get me past it.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't go number two for a couple of days, which is true. But
TMI.
Yeah, TMI.
But it is saying the fiber can help with the stomach issues and the natural sugars give the much needed energy boost. So yeah, that's what your body was telling you you needed. I should have just left you alone. I would not choose this one, but avocados.
Oh.
And I know that avocados are that all-around food, meaning it's well-balanced. Like, you could eat avocados and probably every nutrient.
It's got protein in it. Yep. It's got all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's got essential vitamins.
Yeah, they're saying minerals and nutrients, but they're also really good for your liver.
Really?
Detox.
Yep. Interesting.
Salmon. I don't think I'm going for fish after a hangover.
Smell of it alone.
But it is loaded with omega fatty
acids.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's nature's firefighter that helps reduce inflammation throughout your body. Yeah, I could see that. And also salmon is, it's loaded with B vitamins. So
I should eat more salmon.
We should.
That's the one fish that I enjoy. I don't really enjoy fish that much.
It's really good if it's cooked right. And the last one is chicken noodle soup. I love chicken noodle soup when I don't feel good.
Yep.
But I don't know, but maybe with a hangover, because you know what I'm craving is the salt. So let's see what it says. Not only is it a comfort food, it packs protein from the chicken, electrolytes from the broth, and easily digestible carbs to help your body recover. So, yeah.
It's probably soothing to the stomach. You know, you're looking for something that's not real, real harsh, you know, to your, mm-hmm. to your body. Again, it depends on how people are impacted by hangovers. Everybody's different. For me, whatever reason I get, when I think hangover, I think I'm very nauseous, mm-hmm. very, very queasy all day long. You know, it takes me a while to get past that. For others, it's just a little bit of it's a headache and they just feel out of it. I don't know what that's like. That must be very pleasant.
I haven't had that feeling in so long now. I just choose not to. The older you get, the further away that you want that feeling.
I'm good with one or two beers. Okay. So we used to camp. Now, when we went on that music camping trip, recently, I did have some whiskey and I enjoyed it. It was really good whiskey. And you know what? One thing I know about better, what I'm learning about better whiskey, because, you know, I'm one of those people that argues, well, why would you buy a not that I'd ever buy a $2,000 bottle of whiskey, mm-hmm. but why would you, you know, when I can just get something for $30? Well, the $30 one, it gives you a little bit of a headache. Mm. It can give you a headache. But I was drinking that Whistle Pig that Steve bought for me for my birthday, Steve Doyen. And it did not give me a headache, not one bit of a headache.
Oh, wow.
Because
you always get a headache.
Not one headache. And I was, I had a nice buzz. It was a really great buzz. It was very tasty. So that's interesting. Yeah,
you kind of put that bottle down.
Dude, I almost finished it that weekend and it was really good music. I was having fun. It was great. Mm. And I didn't drink a lot, but it was, you know, I had a couple pours a night, but when I drink, I don't like to drink more than that. Over the weekend, I had a couple beers a day and that was it. Beer makes me sleepy though.
Yeah.
I was so sleepy.
Not night, lights out. Yeah. For Chase.
All right. Well, let's get into fun facts. I have three.
Wow. Fun facts.
Dials here. And I keep moving the wrong one for turning the music down.
I was going to be surprised.
No. Two fun facts. 78% of NFL players experience a financial crisis within 2 years of retirement. 78%.
I think a lot of football players don't come from money. And so it's like they're first like real chance to hit money.
They just start blinging.
Yeah.
And then think about this, right? You've got a quarterback on the team. I don't want to overdo our music. You got a quarterback on the team that's making way more money than you. And you're maybe still trying to keep up with that guy and have the same bling. Mm-hmm. And that guy's got a lot more money.
I think it's one of the worst things you can do is try to keep up with the Joneses.
Save it all.
McDonald's once made bubblegum flavored broccoli. And it was a ploy to get the kids to eat more vegetables, but it didn't work.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. Bubblegum is disgusting. During the first 5 months following the release of Pokemon Go, gaming-related accidents increased by 26.5%. What is a gaming-related accident?
Well,
slipping in the street while you're looking down at your phone?
Not looking where you're going.
Yeah. Period. Getting hit by cars.
With anything. Jason, fact. There's only one letter that doesn't appear in any U.S. state name. Do you think you can name it?
Z.
No, Z is in Arizona.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
X.
X is in New Mexico and Texas.
Ooh, I don't know.
Q.
Oh, Q. Oh, yeah, you're right. That was a good fun fact.
Fun facts in the books.
I like to nap.
I do too.
Got quite a few naps in over the weekend.
Yeah. That's all you could do to
like several in one day at times. Now, what do you consider a nap? What's the time? Could it be 5 minutes? Is it 5 minutes nap. It's a micro nap.
That's a micro.
Which is what I get normally.
You always do those. You wake up and you go, I feel so much better.
You're like,
so
you're
great.
Asleep 2 minutes.
I know. Well, I wish I could do that.
Well, check this out. A new poll of 2,000 U.S. adults found that more than a quarter, 26%, can't get through the work week without getting a nap in at some point. Mm. Peak nap time. What do you think peak nap time is?
I want to say 2.
2 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Peak nap time for tired workers strikes at 9:39 a.m.
Oh, really? That's too early.
Yeah, because even when I had to go in early, 9:39 I wasn't tired then.
That was
usually
like
I hit my
break
lull.
Time. You kind of were like, break. I made it to break. Let's do this outside or, go for a walk.
I mean, that was around our lunchtime. I would hit my lull, though, usually between 1 and 3.
Yep, that's me.
Usually.
Yep.
So moving on. And 65% say the urge to nap strikes sometime before 12 noon. Wow, that is early. And most commonly on Wednesday. Wednesday is the day we're like, ugh. For me, it wasn't that way. It was always Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, momentum, heading towards the weekend, feeling a little better.
For sure.
40% of workers say it takes about 3 to 5 hours into a workday before they start to need a nap. Mm. And 26% have decided not to fight it and have brought a pillow to work with them. Mm. I did that when I used to sleep in my car on lunch. Working at Lowe's, we had an hour lunch and I would go out
too long.
Yeah. I would eat in the break room or I would take my lunch out to the car and I would spend about 20 minutes eating and then I would fall asleep and I never set an alarm. I always woke up.
You did.
Yep.
Sometimes cause I still had worked for Target and Lowe's was right next to each other. And I can remember a couple times going out. Yep. Feet out. Window down, Jason sleeping.
I never put my feet out.
Your windows were open.
Yeah, but my feet were never out the window. That is not something I ever did.
I thought you
did. Yeah. Nah, never did that.
No? No. Oh, maybe no. It was just your seat all the way back.
Oh, all the way back. All the way back.
You never put your feet up on the dash or anything?
Maybe once or twice.
That's what,
maybe
can remember something like that.
Outside of work, most common events that people said they've missed because they were napping were... a sports game. Mm. So watching football. So I love watching football and taking a nap.
Me too.
It's one of my favorite things.
And golf.
And golf, absolutely. Golf is definitely a sleepy sport. I've taken a nap. Even with us doing the fantasy football and you've got Red Zone on and you want to see every little play, I've even taken a nap during that time.
Yep.
You missed a nap meeting up with friends. 28% of people say that. You missed a birthday party. Mm. Taking a nap, 28%. And a family dinner. Mm. 28%. Because you were napping. You missed that dinner. I can't say that's ever. And no. I can't say that a nap is ever ruined something for me. Because I don't nap very long. Mm-hmm. I don't take a 3-hour nap.
I do.
You do.
I might. I don't want to, and I don't like to because then I can't go to sleep at night.
Yeah, so. It does impact sleep at night. All right. Well, let's get into this. Let's do some would you rather.
Mm, okay.
We've done these quite a few times over the years. So I always kind of go do these. Are these we done these before? These are pretty fresh, I think. This one though, I think. Maybe we've done something like it, but here we go. Would you rather have a hamster-sized dog or a dog-sized hamster? I think there are hamster-sized dogs nowadays. They're getting smaller and smaller.
They are.
Yeah.
I do not want a hamster-sized dog.
No.
But I will take a dog-sized hamster.
That thing would eat everything. Would chew on its teeth, those two front teeth.
Good point.
They nibble on everything.
But it would be kind of funny, though.
It would be pretty funny to have a hamster the size of Blue.
Yeah.
Big old fluffy thing.
Yep.
I had hamsters.
They do have sharp front teeth.
They bite.
Yeah. Did they bite you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're probably mean to them.
No, I wasn't mean to them.
And they bit you?
Yeah. So here's a story. You may not have heard this story before. Here's a new story.
I'm learning a lot.
We used to have hamsters. And one time we watched my grandma's dogs. My parents did. They watched her dogs for her. And we came back from somewhere for the day. And hamsters weren't in the cage.
Uh-oh. Who left the cage open? You?
It wasn't open.
Oh.
Those stupid dogs got inside the cage.
Oh, no.
I think it was two hamsters. We had two hamsters.
Did they eat them?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not eat. They were still alive. But, you know, they were played with like a chew toy.
Oh, no.
Never got hamsters again, by the way.
Oh, that's so sad.
No more hamsters.
Aw.
No more hamsters.
Yeah.
Because they died all the time.
Wow.
All right. Would you rather give up bathing for a month or give up the internet for a month?
I'm going to give up internet. That's easy.
Not for me. Because if you give up internet, you give up a lot more than... I mean, we need the internet to podcast.
Yeah, but that's... Well, I didn't know those were the rules, you know.
If internet goes away, think of all the things that impact internet. No TV.
I don't like not bathing, though.
I think for a month I could go without bathing. I'd probably wipe myself down.
I could do either one.
Now, bathing, that just means not taking a shower or a bath.
Yeah,
you can still get a wet washcloth and wipe yourself down.
Oh, now you're cheating. So you're allowing... That's not a form of bathing.
Yeah.
I love how we manipulate.
Okay, fine. I got a pool in the backyard. They don't say anything about that. I could jump in the pool. Mm. Ooh. Boom. Mm-hmm. Done. All right. So I'm gonna keep the internet. Would you rather have free Wi-Fi wherever you go or unlimited free coffee at any coffee shop?
I want unlimited Wi-Fi, and I even want that right now. Why is it that we can have it in our homes, but as soon as we step out, we're subjected to the towers, right?
Yeah, your service.
And it could be shitty. It could be good. Just have Wi-Fi everywhere.
I don't need Wi-Fi outside of the home. I don't, you know, I think we should get in the practice, most of us, of leaving our devices. I could leave my device, but I'd love to go have coffee at any point.
Yeah.
That's me though. We're different. Would you rather adopt a British accent every time you're having a serious conversation or laugh every time someone cries? Ooh, I'd go British accent.
I'm going to go British. I don't want to laugh when someone's crying.
I think that's one, sounds like one we've kind of done before. Yeah. Would you rather go on a double date with your parents or your ex? Yeah, this one sounds familiar too.
A double date with who?
Your parents or your ex.
Oh, I'm going with my parents.
We've done that before.
Yeah. That's no biggie.
That's an easy one.
We've done it many, many times with your parents, with my parents. Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. Would you rather unintentionally talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader? I'd do the breathing.
I'm going to breathe too.
Yeah. Go to the store, I will.
Yeah, and I'm not talking like that.
Yeah, Darth Vader. Would you rather wear jeans one size too small or shoes two sizes too big? Definitely going with the shoes.
Jeans. Wow.
Going with smaller jeans?
Yeah,
I'm not cramping my business.
I've had to put myself in my jeans when I'm not as thin as I thought I was.
And you've been tolerated?
Yeah, but shoes?
I'm not wearing jeans I'm not cramping all the business.
Have you ever just gotten a bigger pair of shoes and you're just floating all around in those things?
I would just wear, I'd sock up.
Sock up?
I'd sock up. That's me.
You break the rules is what you do.
That has nothing to do with...
Didn't tell you could sock up.
Didn't tell you couldn't.
That's the name of the podcast, by the way. Sock up.
Sock up. Mm-hmm. Would you rather take amazing selfies, but all of your other pictures are horrible, or take breathtaking photographs of anything but yourself? I feel like we've done this shit before.
It sounds familiar. I'm taking the breathtaking
photos. I don't care about selfies. I barely take selfies.
Yeah.
That's how I know I've done it before, because I remember answering.
I hate myself on camera anyway. So it doesn't matter. I'm taking photos of everything else.
And other people. Would you rather be in a real life version of The Walking Dead or Jurassic Park? Ooh.
Wait, say that again. The Walking Dead.
Or okay. Jurassic Park.
Ooh. Boy, that's a tough one.
Ooh, man.
I think I may go with The Walking Dead because I might have a better chance. The Jurassic Park, they're huge.
I would go Jurassic Park because I feel like humans lived with dinosaurs before. I think there's going to be less dinosaurs. They're going to be more dangerous, more powerful. But you're talking about every human.
I guess you're right, though, because it would be like what I would imagine living in like the Amazon.
Or yeah, you just learn how to hide from them. Yeah. Just like little animals learn how to hide from big animals.
You can't.
They're all around you.
Yeah, no. I'm going to change my answer.
Okay. See, I convinced you. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, would you rather get a face tattoo of your choice or a tattoo in a discreet area chosen by someone else? I'd go with face tattoo of my choice.
I don't want any tattoos on my face, so I'm going to go with the discreet.
Yeah, because you can hide it.
Mm-hmm.
No one needs to know except me.
I don't even have a tattoo.
Except me.
Exactly.
I'd see that stupid tattoo. All right, good stuff.
Nice.
We did it. Let's go. Let's move on. All right. About 40% of couples will argue about this while in the car. What is it?
Directions.
No. Good answer, though.
Money?
No. It does have to do with driving. It does have to do with being in a car.
Being in a car. I'm going to go with what kind of snacks to buy.
No.
All right.
That's an easy one.
I'm just thinking 40% is kind of high. So it'd be like.
I mean, I think we.
How about, I know.
We've been in this situation.
When to stop to pee.
That doesn't become an argument, but I know specifically that we have been in an argument.
Over this? Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not directions. Because I would think that would be like the number one, trying to find directions. All right. Gosh, what have we argued about in the car? We don't really argue in the car like very much. So
this happened to us when we went to Trader Joe's once.
Trader Joe's.
In Orlando.
In Orlando?
In Winter Park.
Trying to find a park spot? Yes, because Jason likes to park 5 miles away.
You talked over the drums. Yeah, I don't care. I like to just find a spot. I'm not
that. Yeah, but you, he'll be like.
So now we're arguing over it. You see?
Yep.
See what happens?
It's true, though. Like, he'll see one. No, I can't fit in there. So he'll go down to the end.
Yep. Usually, for driving the truck, it's always difficult to get in. Plus, the parking lot there is horrible.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle of the day.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, I'll give you that because you had the truck.
Thanks for giving me that. All right, let's move on to the questions.
Let's do it. All right, Jason.
Yep.
What is the most embarrassing fad that you jumped on the bandwagon for? I'll go because maybe it'll spark.
Okay.
All right. For me, I'm going to age myself by saying some of these. So shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Another one was neon colors. I hated the neon colors. Mm. I did jump on that bandwagon mm-hmm. for a hot second and then got right off.
Yep.
This is one. But I actually kind of love these. But then looking back, I wished I never did. But stirrup pants.
Mm, yeah. Yep.
What were those?
It was a style. It was just a style.
It's but when I think back to that style, that is such a weird thing that you'd put your foot in a stirrup pant with shoes that looked probably ridiculous. But it was a thing.
Yep.
And the last one is leg warmers.
Yeah, that's stupid. Like your legs were cold.
Right in the middle of summer.
It was an 80s thing.
Ooh, and then there was this one I couldn't find that it was a fad, but it was a fad when I went to school. We'd wear these like little house in the prairie dresses with these boots that laced up with leg warmers.
Mm, horrible. That's atrocious.
It was the 80s.
So my answer would be 90s. Kind of the grunge era, wearing clothes way too big.
Way too big.
Way too big. Like many, many sizes too big.
Yeah.
Like even to this day, they'd be too big for me. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I was way skinnier. I wore like a 30-inch waist.
I think you, one time I washed your pants and they were like 40s. A size 40. Yes. I got that right.
Yeah. Stupid. Looked dumb too. Looked so stupid. I mean, you had all these, it just looked stupid. Yeah, that was my embarrassing fad I wish I never would have done.
So great. And then, what was I going to go with? Shoot. Oh, the sagging pants for guys.
Yeah.
Who wants to see
people
the
people still
crack?
Do it.
Oh, it's just
people
awful.
Still do it.
All right, next question. We could go on and on. Pulling on heartstrings, right? What is the biggest sacrifice, since we're coming off from Mother's Day, that your mom made for you?
Why don't you answer first?
Well, my mom was a single mom most all our life. I mean, we had stepfathers and stuff, but my mom did whatever it took to make sure that the three of us were provided for. So I would say probably Christmases, because Christmases were rough, but she always made them super special. And I don't even know how she did it now looking back as a single mom raising, you know, three kids.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did it because it had to have been expensive, but she always made sure there were multiple things under the tree.
Mm. We went years without stuff under the tree.
I'm sorry.
Nothing. But I would say, you know, my mom, I think one of the biggest sacrifices she ever made was, you know, always trying to do something, you know, different and make her, you know, do a business here, a business there. You know, I think it's funny. She really did teach me that even though her businesses didn't have this amazing success, you know, they were a little bit successful, but
she wasn't afraid.
She tried stuff. I mean, she made these weird little shirts, you know, that one guy really, this one radio guy really liked. She always had her horse businesses and different things like that. So that was one, not necessarily sacrifice for the family, but in a lot of ways, she showed that, you know, keep trying stuff.
Well, I think it would have been had
they been successful.
Yeah. So she wasn't afraid to step out
right
to maybe further the family.
I agree.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
What would be your perfect way to spend a rainy day?
Indoors.
Yeah, me too.
Lots of warm beverages.
I thought we would be the same.
And a movie of some sort, some kind of movie. Mm. We started watching this show on Amazon last night called I Love Dick.
It's so
pretty weird. But it's good. It's weird, but good.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And that's your answer? Same? Same as me?
Yeah, pretty much. I love to be inside. I love to be watching it rain, especially when it's thundering.
Yeah. Definitely want to be inside
some
for that.
Kind of activity. I don't care what it is. So I tend to like to make food.
Mm.
And
yeah.
You know. Okay. So next question. What's the most exotic food you've ever eaten?
I
think we've said this before.
Yeah.
What was your?
It's a repeat. It's that weird pig dish, pig skin dish, marinated pig skin, and like this lemon. It was disgusting.
Yeah. I probably should have picked a different one. Mine's pretty much the same. I'm sure everybody's heard. We had a Indian ceremony, traditional American Indian ceremony for my aunt.
Yeah, that was
you and I
cool.
had buffalo, which is kind of an odd thing. And then I also had frog legs at one point in my life, which was very odd. I never had them since. They taste a little like chicken, but I cannot get over eating
frog's legs.
Frogs.
I'm not interested in that. Why would people do that anyway? I guess I guess you got to eat.
Yeah. And the last question, Jason, is what is the worst shopping experience you've ever had? I couldn't think of like a particular shopping, but what I was thinking is like you and I would tend to go down to these areas. I know that Orlando has one. Promenade was another one. And you could never really enjoy the experience because it's where they cater to the rich. When you walk into those stores, it's like $1 million for a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I never would enjoy those shopping experiences. Mm-hmm. Every store you go into, you're like, $500 for a purse? No. No, thank you.
Purses are more than that, some of them. Shopping. I would guess I would say worst shopping experience I ever had, and I've told this story before, so I won't go into incredible detail, but when I shopped for a car for you for your birthday... and brought home a car you didn't want and quickly returned it the next day. That was probably the worst shopping experience.
Yeah. I feel so bad even like looking back.
So glad that I brought it back though.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely not something we should have done, but but I just feel bad for you. That was probably you were doing it out of such a good place from your heart. And then when I said, I'm so sorry.
It was not a great looking car anyway. It was, it was a Toyota Prius. Not exciting. Not an exciting vehicle.
But the point was you wanted us to have a reliable car.
I never did that again.
No.
Never, probably never will. Well, who knows? Life is not over yet.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the quotes then.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the quotes help people. I don't even know if they help me.
They do in the
moment.
When
did we start doing this?
You liked doing it, and you've done it from the beginning.
Well, I think it was because we used to do the other ones.
No. You always did a good quote. Then I would, at the end, do one that just,
And now I got like five. It's too much. But here we go, all right? A person shows what he is by what he does with what he has.
Yes.
And life doesn't come... with a manual, it comes with a mother.
Oh, Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope everybody had a beautiful Mother's Day. I thought about quite a few people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A point of view can be a dangerous luxury when substituted for insight and understanding.
Okay. That one I got to think about too much.
A point of view, your point of view, it could be dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it's substituted for insight and understanding.
Okay.
All right. There's a great power in words if you don't hitch too many of them together.
Speak less.
Mm-hmm. And may your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears, which I had a lot to learn this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about some of that. We should have talked about some of that, some of the fears that you had with getting in the water and...
Yeah, I got over them.
You did.
And it was fun.
You had a great time.
You just ruffled your hair.
Did I?
Yeah, you got a little mound.
I'll be okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mindy.
You're welcome.
And that will do it for today's show. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want more of us, check out our website, lowtreestudios.com. I provide the links in the show notes. I don't even do show notes. They say show notes are supposed to help, get your podcast out there.
Yeah.
And so there's times where I do them, and then now I just go, this podcast is up. Just listen.
But what does help us is please go to our YouTube site.
It does.
Low Tree Studios. And like and subscribe. We would really appreciate it. Doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't.
And it helps a lot.
Helps us grow. Anyway, the link to Low Tree Studios is provided in the show notes. Be sure to like and subscribe, as Mindy just said, to our YouTube page. Enjoy your week, and thank you for listening to the Jason and Mindy podcast. where we feature topics, we try to anyway, that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind.
That's right.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.